Richard Linson.
After 3 months underground, it's a special day in the Arctic. Poking their heads out for the first time, the cubs look around their bright white world. It's a never-ending playground of soft snow. While his brothers play rough and tumble, the smallest cub, Kunik, is taking the soft option. None of them stray too far from Mom, and when the snow wrestling's over, she's like a warm duvet. Welcome to the strange science of hallucinations, where cognitive scientists use the latest in brain scanning technology to pinpoint the causes and characteristics of these sometimes psychedelic occurrences. It's not an easy field to study. Hallucinations can take place under so many circumstances, sleep deprivation, migraines, and neurological disorders, to name but a few, that a one-size-fits-all explanation simply isn't possible. The word hallucination was coined by medical writer Sir Thomas Brown in the 17th century. Inside the cave were 16 bones, part of a human skeleton. They looked unusual, deformed perhaps. One scientist declared that they were the bones of a Cossack soldier with rickets who had died in the Napoleonic Wars. But in reality, these bones were much older and much more intriguing. This was the dawn of evolutionary theory. Scientists were looking for evidence that humans, like other animals, had evolved from more primitive life forms. These bones were all the evidence they needed.
Abrado? Jacob said.
Not even close, the man said in disgust. Her name was Rosalita Chavaria. She was a person, you see. She actually had a first and a last name, just like you. She was flesh and blood, just like you. She died last year, you know. A year after your parents fired her because she was becoming forgetful, she went back to her home country. Which leads us to our third question. What was Rosa's home country?